It's not such a surprise anymore to see towns set up pianos on downtown sidewalks in the hopes of getting people to stop and play and chat with each other. More than 50 cities around the world do it, and in Littleton, New Hampshire, pianos have been on the streets for the past 5 years. This spring, Nashua is setting up its own project with two painted pianos on Main Street. NHPR correspondent Cheryl Rich Kern went to downtown Nashua to check if anyone's playing.
What are you going to play?
I have to play something easy, you know? How about Beer Barrel Polka? Do you know that one?
That's Janet Chaney from Hollis on the piano. There's not much of a crowd here on the corner of Main Street and Pearl, so she tries to draw people closer to the bench.
Play? Would you like to sit down? Is it tuned? No, not that well. You sit down. Here, try something.
That's what we do a duet.
Oh, no.
One song. With a little prodding, Arlette and Bob Brito of Nashua agree to share the spotlight.
All right, let's
we'll
do
put one song in our repertoire.
I got to remember.
Down a few blocks on Main Street is a second piano and the waft of a more intricate composition. 19-year-old Alex Webster of Pelham is playing against the city's soundtrack of walk signals and traffic. But when the noise of a high-speed police chase flares up, he finds it hard to compete. He pauses, but only briefly. As a discord of sirens and helicopters grows more intense, so does his music. Ferdinand DeGrassi of Nashua walks up Main Street to get a slice of pizza. He says it's the piano melodies and not the raucous car chase that stop him in his tracks.
That's amazing. For a person to be able to coordinate their fingers so well, it's just mind-boggling. It really is. And I'm pretty sure chicks love it too. For real.
Music can bring people together.
That's Sarah Roy with North Main Music, a teaching studio in Nashua. Music, says Roy, is like a giant icebreaker.
If we put pianos on the street, it'll sort of disrupt the way people think about their urban experience and connect with their neighbors in new ways.
Roy, along with Nashua's Great American Downtown organization, got this project up and running. And volunteers like Nathan Terry Alt and Jessica Parker, with a nonprofit called Positive Street Art, spent many late nights in the music studio painting the pianos.
In a tight space with drums and two pianos and kids,
that was kind of fun.
Kids learning how to sing next door, and you know, it's crazy, but we got through it. They came out great.
The painters draped the piano with a marine blue background and drew cartoon-like creatures of the sea. Dancing squids and jellyfish.
We sat in front of it for about 20 minutes, coming up with ideas, and it's
summertime in Nashville.
Yeah, like she does octopus paintings a lot, and we were just like, well, let's do something we're good at, rock it out, blended them together.
Octopused it out.
Yeah, rock-a-puss.
That's what you should have named it.
The keyboards, bedecked with graffiti art, are on Nashua's Main Street now through October. Improvisers are welcome. People watchers, too.
I think they're beautiful. I wish I could play them.
For NHPR News in Nashua, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.